Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a view enemy, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to go over to my schedule, we're just starting to add to it now. We're going to be at the We the County Days and St. Clair County Fairgrounds in St. Clair, Michigan. Again, that will be October 22nd. And then we are going to be at 7000 McClements Road, Brighton, Michigan as well. That'll be on October 25th. We're looking at probably three more dates during that particular time that we're going to be there. We're holding off on confirmations right now. We're also looking at South Dakota. We're also looking, and by the way, KHNC 1360 AM. We're also talking to management right now about doing another date. We know that you've been asking to have us back, and we would love to come back to Colorado, believe me. With that said, we're working on that as well. So whatever transpires, we'll let you know as things transpire. Folks, you know, one of the things that I want to do is I want people to keep their eyes wide open, because we understand in Matthew 13:25, it tells us that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. And you can sleep with your eyes wide open. As a matter of fact, put that in parallel with Scripture concerning Ephesians 5:14, where he tells you to awake to righteousness, right, in Christ. And with that said, we can see what's happening right in front of our eyes. And it's almost as if people and men are sleeping in so many different ways. What we're going to be talking about today is conjunction with presidents, governors, Venezuela, for those that are not paying attention, simultaneously, along with presidents and governors in the United States, Venezuela is now sending criminals to the U.S. border. Bradley, that is insane. Oh, absolutely, it's insane. See, what I'm trying to get you to wake up to, the fact is, friends, is that there's so many culprits out there, but you're looking the wrong direction. I mean, you just heard during the break, friends, about all the things that are going on over in China and Ukraine and this country, that country, and this country over there. But do you realize, well, they're getting your eyes off the ball, that you're the one that's under attack? And see, this is my job. I'm supposed to blow the trumpet, and I'm supposed to shake you awake, friends, if need be. Even I'm supposed to hate the garments spotted by the flesh, and I'm even supposed to show compassion and saving some from the fire, it tells us in the New Testament. And that's exactly what we're doing, folks. It's law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. So before we get to it, I'm going to show you what the presidents have been doing since Obama. Okay, it didn't start there, but I'm going to pick up from there. Then I'm going to go to Trump. Then I'm going to go to the governor, so you can understand who's releasing criminals back onto the streets, thus endangering the lives of the American people. So it should come as no surprise as to when you see Venezuela now sending criminals right on cue to the U.S. border. Okay, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Before we get over there, I wanted you to see this again, because this is the information I guess I get, and why these people send this information to me, I guess, is because, well, we're broadcasting into 157 cities, right? I want you to hear this, okay? Because this is another point to make concerning the fruit of a nation that's under the judgments of God. Do I rejoice in this? Absolutely not. I'd rather be talking about the blessings of the Lord. But the people don't want the blessings because they don't realize the blessings are given to those that have been obedient unto the Lord, not to those that disobey. Matter of fact, if you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 15, they're the blessings. Then from 15 to the end of the chapter, what are those? Those are 55 curses. And you can see clearly that America is not under the blessings any longer. They're under the curses, the judgments of God. For what? Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, specifically because it applies to what's going on. You can also read Leviticus 26, 1 through 15, same exact thing. And then from 15 to the end of the chapter, it's the curses upon a disobedient nation. But listen to this. Leviticus 26, 26 tells us, and I'll explain this really quick, and you'll get what I'm talking about right when I begin to give you statistics concerning what's taking place in America. It says, "And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied." In other words, friends, you're going to work just as hard, if not harder, than you ever have before, and you're going to get a lot less in the fruit of your labor. That is a part of judgment, folks. Okay? Now, I want you to listen to this because I just got this from Rand Paul again. Denouncing the bad guys, and behind closed doors, his wife is out there buying stock in the very people that he's supposed to be denouncing and actually bringing forth the law and condemning their crimes, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Yeah, but I guess the American people have forgotten the law, and that we're a nation and an empire of laws. We're ruled by law, and if we obey those laws, which grace fulfills, what do? We are a free people. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment. But listen to this. Rand Paul just sent this to me, okay? It says, text Liberty. Here, I'll show it to you on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. And or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. This is what he reported, okay? He said, "Friend, have you seen the latest on inflation?" You see, this is, again, this is what the right does. That's all they do is tell you concerning the crimes of what they tolerate concerning the left. That's all they do. You've been conditioned to believe that the right, this is the best that they can do. This is what he said. He said, Rand Paul did, "It's insane," speaking of inflation. "Gas is up plus 25.6%. Yeah. And by the way, for those that are not paying attention, do keep in mind that you are being gouged in a major way by gas and oil companies. They are making huge profits in the billions off the American people. Huge profits right now. And this is the government paying them back for all of the help that they gave them in the past, folks. And it's garnering more control and wielding more control over the American people's lives when they can get away with this kind of stuff, okay? He goes on, "Fuel oil, plus 68.8%. Is this a blessing, folks, or is this a curse? For those that say, well, I don't believe in God, well, if you're not going to believe him for his blessings, you're going to believe him for his curses, okay? Next one, electricity is up plus 15.8%. Wow, good job, Rand. But that's all he's doing is highlighting the crimes of those that are doing it to us, okay? Groceries are up 13.5%. Meat, poultry, and fish is plus 8.8%. Milk, plus 17%. Rand Paul wants you to know, the good guy Rand Paul wants you to know, look what the bad guys are doing to us. Look at how impotent we really are. Look at how weak we are, and look what it is that we tolerate concerning those that we call the left. Oh, by the way, stand with Rand and send in your money. Oh, I'm not making this up. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Wow. Now, this is crazy. So let me go back to this. And again, I want you to look at scripture here in Leviticus 26:26, talking about a nation that has fallen to the judgments of God. Once again, to prove the point, you're going to believe the Lord for his blessings or you're going to believe him for his curses. It matters not, folks. There is no in-betweenites. Just for the record, you're either hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Read Revelation chapter 3 when you get a moment. I'm highlighting the fact that Rand Paul just released another email highlighting the crimes of those that they failed to prosecute. Now, what am I talking about? Well, Rand Paul's talking about all of what the left is allowed to do because the right fails to enforce the law, yet they swore with their hand on the Bible to do so before God and man. Isn't that crazy? Gas is up plus 25.6%. Fuel and oil is up plus 68.8%. Electricity is up 15.8%. Groceries are up plus 13.5%. Meat and poultry and fish plus 8.8%. Milk is up plus 17%, Rand Paul wants you to know. Eggs are up plus 39.8%. Maybe that's why everybody's buying chickens. Baby food is up plus 12.6%, and airline fares are up 0.33.4%. Now, during the break, I just thought I'd do a little background research on old Rand Paul, because when I say that, now, I like his dad, and he's a libertarian, which means no regard for law, which is bizarre, and it's an oxymoron. It's self-inflicting when you're in government, because the purpose of you in government is to uphold the enumerated laws, but apparently they haven't sought that through or found out to actually enough information to understand that they are walking in a contradictory fashion in so many different ways. But what is understood here by Rand Paul here is that things are real bad. Inflation is out of control. He said, this is insane. His son, Rand Paul. Okay. He said, meanwhile, hourly wages are down by over 2%. Okay. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to do this live because I haven't done this yet. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. Now, notice to the right here, he's asking for you to give him money. Isn't that crazy? He's asking you to give from $2,500 to $2,900 or other if you want to give him more than that. He's asking for more money. How come he's not bringing forth justice? Friends, I'm asking you a question. Why is he not bringing forth justice? Because that's what the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution tell us to do when things are out of hand. Now, just think about it. If Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and all these other American appeasers were doing their job, we wouldn't talk about, and we wouldn't be talking about how bad things are, because government would actually be walking out its very purpose in restraining men from sin, 1 John 3:4. Maintaining order, not creating disorder, and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. And of course, we see just the exact opposite of that. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Also, Proverbs 17, 5 comes to my aid. Okay? Did you know that Rand Paul, by the way, just a side note, he makes $181,000 a year. Do you know his net worth is $31 million? Just thought I'd share that with you. Isn't that amazing? He wants to tell us how bad it is. Well, who's capitalizing off of his constituents more than he is? Nobody is. How has he aggrandized such and so much wealth? Well, by fleecing his constituents. He's not bringing forth justice. He's fleecing his constituents. That's how they make their money, folks. Do you not realize that? And I've covered this several times, but I thought it was interesting that he would give us such statistics. Isn't this insane? Yeah, it is insane. What's insane is not so much the inflation rate right now, though it is. What's interesting to note is that he's capitalizing off of the very people that he is supposed to be protecting by enforcing the law against those that are assailing his constituents. But that's not what he's doing. That's not what any of them are doing. Okay? This is the kind of information that needs to get out there. It needs to get in the face and in the ears of the people, friends, before their eyes and before their ears. I want you to listen to what Ben Franklin said. He said, a letter to the president. He said, "I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that the Lord governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?" That's the blessings, folks. "We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." Ben Franklin goes on and says, "I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, Americans have forgotten their God," right? Read Deuteronomy 6. "He told you to beware lest you forget him in your posterity." He told you to beware lest you forget him in your prosperity. Okay? And that's what Americans have done. They believe they don't need the Lord anymore. Let's go back to Ben Franklin. What did he say? He said, "I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in building this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to the future age. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Oh, my goodness. Really? Did he say that? He said that. Did you hear that, Cody from Illinois, what Ben Franklin said? You want to talk about prophetic, man. He nailed it, and here we are. What say you, my friend?
Well, you know, Patrick Henry had some very prophetic statements about how he didn't trust his Constitution. And they lied, and they, you know, all the newspapers of the day and said that he supported it because he was famous, you know. And that's something you can go and investigate sometime is, you know, find out all the lies, all the different things that Patrick Henry said that he didn't trust about what was going on by the Federalists with this Constitution where they made it, you know, Swiss cheese, so full of holes, so easy to you know, negate, I guess.
Well, but, and then therein lies the reason for the Bill of Rights, and I know people were opposed to the Bill of Rights as well, but that was there to solidify what was in the Constitution, and we can see how far that's going. But here's my perspective, and here's the resolve, I believe, going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, is we don't need more laws. We just need good men to enforce the laws that we have, because I always bring that in with correlation to the point that I make. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10, because that's what Grandpa and Grandma used to do. And now look where we're at. But anyways, okay, what's your point there, my friend?
Well, you brought up something with the Constitution. Do you know the Bill of Rights was not passed with the Constitution, that it was the Constitution was ratified before the Bill of Rights was even, agreed upon?
Well, I know that. Yeah, I know that came after. But can I just add this, because I do have it right in front of me? It says that the conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and that was the whole purpose of it, by the way.
Yeah, there was almost 200 requests. Different amendment requests by the states. They're well over 100. I forget the exact number. And once they whittled them down to get rid of the duplicates, I think there was over 110 or something. And Madison made sure that, you know, it was as few as possible. That's something I'd like to educate myself on and find out what the other ones were. I'm sure that would be interesting. But, you know, you were talking about Rand Paul, and won't take too much of your time. I just find it really interesting. I got a farm in Kentucky. And every time I cross over those toll bridges, it just annoys me. $100 billion probably we've given the Ukraine. When are the people of America just going to be done with this? I mean, $100 billion to Ukraine, and I have to pay to use a toll bridge over the Ohio, which is really an interstate bridge. And you do a lot of travel. We've talked about this before. But it's just, isn't that just a slap in the face to America, that we can put all this money into different, foreign entanglements, as our forefathers said, and we can't find a few, there's a few billion at the most. I think they built 3 bridges, and the states of Indiana and Kentucky had to do it themselves, and because the federal government, you know, wouldn't do it across a major river. It's just really interesting. And we got Rand Paul. I just tell Rand Paul you don't have any money left to give him after paying all those tolls.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the thing, Cody. I see them all over the country, and it's adding insult to injury, because the government comes in and they act like they've inherited the earth and it's theirs to give to us, because they don't understand that they work for the people and that they, of course, derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. But what's offensive about it is the American people paid for the roads in the first place. Then the government comes up on top of the people, on top of their labor, adds more burden, and what do? They say, well, now you already paid for the roads. We know that you already paid for the roads, but now we want you to pay us again for them, as if to suggest that we owe them something. That is a dangerous place to put yourself, but when people put a smile on their face and say, you know, I'm just doing my part, what they don't realize is they're actually forging their own chains. You got about 10 seconds. Last word, Cody.
Well, thanks a lot, Bradley. I hadn't talked to you for a while and didn't have much more than that. And I just tell everybody, don't forget Afghanistan, and now the Chinese are running that base. You know, that's what our government's doing with our
craziness.
Money. So.
Crazy. Anyway, appreciate it. Yeah, you too. Thanks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Apple has issued an update to their latest operating system to fix several bugs. The problems mainly related to their new iPhone 14. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Okay, I said I'd make this your show. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to take this phone call from Minnesota, and then we're going to get over to In Conjunction with the Presidents, and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to show you. And governors, Venezuela is now sending criminals to the U.S. border. What's the difference between what Venezuela is doing and what our presidents have been doing and what our governors and mayors have been doing? Absolutely nothing. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, nice to been a while.
Yeah, it has.
it's like, boy, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too.
I was going to say, you know, you and me both are friends with Mike Peroka. You know, he was running for the Constitution Party, and over the years, there's a lot of debate on what we want as far as libertarians or Constitution Party or conservative Republicans. And what would get me called an anarchist the most amongst all those different people was when I'd say, well, all I want is the government to have to obey the same laws as I do. I want a rule of law. I just don't want a rudderless ship that's a democracy where they're going to do this today and that tomorrow,
yeah,
depending on how many people they say have to do it, where if we follow the rule of law, which was the Constitution, and make the government obey it too, but they all say they can't run the government.
Yeah. It's the excuses because they're supporting their idols, their favorite politicians. You know that as well as I do. Or they're just completely constitutionally illiterate. Those are the people at debate. They're the ones that are arguing with you. They're the ones slinging names at you because they don't understand. Let me make reference and let me read that Article 4, Section 4 really quick that Steve's referencing to. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, all 50 states, all under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in this union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against, listen firstly, friends, invasion, and on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence. What is the government doing today, Steve? Just the exact opposite. It's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, and the problem is that's how they are getting away with what they're getting away with, and that's why the American people are confused, because it's all premised on a lie.
When the FBI breaks the rules, they're committing the crime. They're no different than any criminal that's pulling out a switchblade to steal your wallet, and they should have no protection. You know, the problem is the most important thing, and I tell this to my police friends that I work with from time to time, is you don't want to lose the respect of the public.
Yep.
That's a gift. That's a gift from God that we should treat wisely, because nobody respects the FBI anymore.
Yep.
Nobody respects health care anymore, because they've been deceived and lied to so many times. And we really don't deserve the respect unless we're going to be honest and follow all those rules ourselves.
That's right. And furthermore, let me add to this concerning what the government loses, not only respect, but they also lose their authority. And so what they do at that point is, instead of being the authority by upholding the law, when that fails, they begin to use a totalitarian system of government. And that is exactly what they're doing, in fact, today against the American people. Steve, thank you for your call. I totally appreciate it. I need to get over to this topic, because what happens is I've got so much to say about these topics, and I don't get to finish my point, and then they bleed out throughout the week. So again, thank you for the call. Folks, I want to show you this, and I want you to see this. This is, let's go back to Obama, because what we're going to be talking about right now is in conjunction with presidents and governors, and I can add the word mayors and those mayors throughout the United States. Venezuela is now sending criminals to U.S. borders. Now, if we go back to Obama, just in particular Obama, okay, how many criminals did he grant clemency to? 1,927 of them. Okay? That's how many criminals he granted clemency to. And you can rest assured they're drug dealers, they're tax invaders, they're political prisoners, and the list goes on. They're not the people that should be released back out on a society. Okay? As a matter of fact, right before Obama left office, just to show you what the American people have put up with in this country, Obama's last, listen to me carefully, and if you're watching me on social media platforms, look at me, Obama's last minute historic push to reduce prisoners and their sentences. See, soft judges produce what? Hardened criminals. Why are they releasing criminals back onto the streets of the American people, endangering our lives? I want to tell you why. Because they're creating domestic insurrection, just like I told you 17 years ago. These people are the ones that are responsible for creating a civil war. And you bet your bottom dollar, folks. Hold me to it. That's exactly what they're leading this up to. This is all created. And if you look at it, well, the bad guys are saying, yep, Bradley's right. You know what? We got to silence him, shut his mouth. You know what he's saying is a total lie to the public, but behind closed doors, they know exactly what I'm telling you is right, because it exposes them for who they are. Romans 3:20. Okay? They're criminals. Ephesians 4:14. John 8:44. The list goes on. Hey, they're the ones doing it. Okay? When you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. They're not guilty anymore. Folks, they can go out and do whatever they want to do. Why? Because they've removed the law, the standard. Okay? And if that law is removed, folks, and it's not taken heed to and enforced, which brings about, like it or not, the very foundation of peace, and I'm talking about God's moral law on this earth as it is in heaven, well, what we're going to ask for is exactly what we're getting. Okay? And it's not good. When I think of Psalm, I'm going to go over to Psalm 9 real quick, and I want you to listen carefully, because the bad guys think that they're in control. They're in control of nothing. They're in the hands of God, just like Ben Franklin was talking about, in a positive, which could turn into a negative if we don't take heed to it. When you go to Psalm 9, what does it tell us in verse 16? The Lord is known by the judgments through his church and government, which he executed, which he created too, by the way. Okay, Exodus 18:25. That's why we're premised on common law. Then it says, the Lord is known by the judgments which he executeth. The wicked is ensnared in the work of his own hands. When I say to you that we're doing this to ourselves and that our sin is finding this out, Numbers 32:23, it's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Folks, let me say it this way, okay? To those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, if you're fighting each other, you're fighting the wrong people. Pay attention to the narrative set by the powers that are tolerated. They're the ones that are creating the narrative, okay? And again, they think they're in control, but let me pull that little deceptive measure away from their little happy smiley faces right here and now, okay? Verse 17, Psalm chapter 9. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Who are the wicked? Those that know to do what they ought to do, but they do it not. Okay? The wicked shall be turned into hell in all the nations that forget God. Is that where we're at? Absolutely, that's where we're at. And what's funny about it is when you read verse 19, it says, Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, let the heathen be judged in thy sight. In other words, Lord, you're using all men for your own purposes, and you tell us that throughout Scripture. The Bible tells us that you are the governor of all nations, and he is. There's no question about it. Folks, when you are highlighting the crimes of the bad guys, you're really highlighting the finger of God judging a people that continuously refuse to be ruled by his law. That's exactly what's happening. The bad guys are only doing what the bad guys are doing because you're allowing them to do it. And that's judgment, so the Lord's letting them loose in the process of doing it. Okay? It's nothing. It's not within their own hands to be doing the things that they're doing, the way things that are coming together and falling into place for them. Folks, that is the Lord. And that is the Lord for the very purpose that the American people no longer take heed to his chastisements. That means to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. And by the way, the Lord tells us in Hebrews 12 that as many as I love, I chasten. He tells us that in Revelation 3 as well. I chasten. And chasten means to afflict with pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. And don't sit there and tell me that's not the Lord, when in Psalm 119, it's very clear what David said, which we are the seed of through Christ. And what is that? In thy faithfulness, Lord, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn your ways, your statutes. The Lord is training us up under those chastisements, those afflictions. Those are spiritual promotions, folks. That's called the cross of Christ, right? When we go to Christ, we deny ourselves. And those that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in Christ, folks, then let's also walk in the Spirit. And the fact of the matter is most people don't know that because they don't hear it from the pulpits in America today. No, folks, that's the power of God unto salvation. See, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. See? They have no idea what I just said. It's a foreign language. Well, read 1 John 5:4. Those that are of the Lord hear the Lord's voice. And those that aren't, they hear the voice of the world. And that's right. So don't think for one moment the bad guy's getting away with the bad guy's getting away with because it's within his own power to do it. It's not him doing it. It's the Lord using him to do his will upon a nation. You know what? I wish some of you people that got so many questions and comments, or where you take the time to scoff and name call and talk out of both sides of your mouth. 1-866-582-9933. I would love to hear from you. Because I'll bring into Scripture every step of the way as to what's going on in this country. It's easy to detect. It's easy to detect. Hey, folks, the Bible tells us in John, I'm not talking about 1 John, but the book John, it talks about whom the Lord sends, speaketh the Lord's words. And that's exactly right. And it's easy to see what's happening to this country. Even the heathen can tell you what's going wrong with this country. But I can point my finger as to my father and why he's doing it to this country. Because they refuse to be ruled by him. And if you're not going to be ruled by the word of God, then you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. And that's what's on the horizon right now. Right? FBI? Right? ATF? Right? CIA? Right? DHS? Right? You get what I'm saying? Yep. This is judgment, folks. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to highlight some more of this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0700 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, and of course, and I say this with a soft hand, what do we hear? Well, who does he love? Well, what does the Bible say? And I know that you're trying to say John 3:16, but you're saying, for God so loved the world that he gave. There's the cross. That's what people forget. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren. Okay? Now let me go over, and that's John 15:13. And when I go over to 2 Corinthians 5:15, what does it tell us? It says that we live unto him who died for us. And Jesus said, as the Father, after his resurrection, in the book of John, chapter 20, he told his disciples, after his resurrection, his passion on the cross of Golgotha, he opened his hands, he had nail holes in his hands and in his feet, and he looked at his disciples and he says, as my Father sent me, I send you. See, I don't know why people think that this doesn't apply to them. Well, who's going to preach the word of God? Who are going to be the ambassadors if it's not going to be you? Why did Jesus use 12 disciples that we all know of and then 70 on top of that? because someone had to be empowered by the Holy Ghost to do the same things that he did. But you have to understand what the word says. So let's keep this in context, okay? I just highlighted Hebrews 12:6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you go to the end of that chapter, what will you find? That we might be partakers of his holiness, that we might profit in his holiness. Right? The Bible says, be holy as I'm holy. Didn't say anything about you going around making excuses as to why you are disobedient. No, just the exact opposite. Those people that are trying to make excuses for their sin, they're not saved. They love their sin. They're holding on to their sin. It's those that long to be free from their sin and understand 1 John 3:9, that those that abideth in Christ sinneth not, those are the ones that the Lord is regenerating by the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. See, in the way that you understand this is you stay in the Word. In the Holy Ghost, you begin to have the mind of Christ and understand what Scripture has to say. And it coincides one to another. It dovetails at the end of everything we have to say. That's what the Holy Ghost does. And He gives us understanding in all things, at all times, and in all places. We're enriched in Christ Jesus, as it talks about in the book of 1 Corinthians. So, again, I just want to make clear that you understand Psalm 119, 75, verse 75. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in thy faithfulness has afflicted me. And why? That I might learn your ways, your statutes. Okay? That's Psalm 119, verse 75. And then you go to Revelation 3:19, and I made reference to all three of these, but I just need to spell them out. But I usually have someone on social media platforms that takes the time to put these scriptures up. Apparently they're obligated to something else today. I don't know, but thank you for when you do that, whoever's doing that. But it tells us in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore. And what's the next message? And repent. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore. And what did the Lord say? The same thing He told us in Mark 1:17, Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Okay? Let's keep it into context. Okay, so we're talking right now in conjunction with presidents, governors, mayors. Venezuela is now sending criminals to the U.S. border. Okay? I just highlighted the fact that Obama released thousands of criminals back onto the streets of America during his criminal administration. That criminal violated the American Constitution over 1,163 times. Just wanted to make sure you understood that. And the American people tolerated that. And him even entertaining America's sworn enemies within the people's White House. Just think about that. Okay? Here's another one. Trump grants clemency to, and this is the mainstream media telling you this right before he left. Are you checking this out? Trump grants clemency to 143 people late night pardon blast right before he left office. Is that how you make America great again, Americans? Absolutely not. Do you remember when this was going on, now going to governors? Do you remember when Newsom, and he wasn't the only one doing this. Do you remember when Newsom was releasing violent felons back onto California's streets to create a safer prison? I hope this stuff, this information enrages you. Because you are being laughed at every given step. Okay, so they are being soft on criminals. They're releasing them. On the harder criminals in California, you have this little commie, Governor Newsom. He's a criminal. He should be tried and prosecuted for his crimes, just like 99% of the rest of them. But Governor Newsom releasing 63,000 violent felons back onto California streets to create a safer prison. Remember when that was happening all across the United States of America? What are they doing, folks? They're creating domestic insurrection. That's what they're doing. Now we're hearing, most recently, Governor Abbott, I highlighted this yesterday, is importing, listen to the words that I'm using here, is importing, not deporting. He's importing and has imported 11,000 illegal immigrants into America since April. He's imported 11,000 illegal immigrants into America. Ron DeSantis, we were just told, the governor from Florida, is importing illegals communists, Marxists, Muslims, those that have the anti-American sentiment. He's dispersing them throughout the United States of America, and the American people are applauding this criminal. He's a criminal. That's called treason. And there's no difference, as I said yesterday, between Joe Biden and Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott. They're all doing the same thing. Matter of fact, the only thing that they're doing is Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott are doing is they're actually seeing it through. Oh, my goodness, folks. For all of you that just continuously turn your head, oh, my goodness, the hell on earth you are about to receive. If you think it's going to get better by turning your head and looking the other way, you are sadly mistaken. Okay. So there's the governors that I'm highlighting for the time allotted today. Did you know that today, Tim Brown just highlighted, morning show host, illegal alien kills deputy 1 week before her 25th birthday. Oh, well. It wasn't old Ron DeSantis, was it? It wasn't his family. It wasn't Greg Abbott's family, neither was it. Nah. Hey, folks, did you ever take the time to see the crimes of the illegals? Did you know that there were 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Arizona alone? Compared to 54.06 citizens and legal non-citizens in prison for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. I don't mean to confuse it. I'm just highlighting the fact that there's a lot of illegals in the United States of America that are incarcerated and that are also being, what, let loose on the American people. There was 97.2 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California. Let's go to Florida. 54.85 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Florida, and then there was 168.75 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in New York. And by the way, New York's a part of all this, releasing felons back out into the streets of America, thus endangering your lives. And just think about it, the ones that are releasing them are the ones that are also trying to disarm you right now, okay? Making you an open prey. But then again, look at abortion, look at the correlation there. 6-7 of Galatians. There were 55.54 illegal in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Texas. Okay? Oh, the list goes on. Oh, folks, I could spend the whole hour just talking about the crimes that are being committed on the American people by illegal aliens. And if you look at it lawfully, do you know that the crimes that are being committed by illegal aliens, do you know that you are supposed to hold accountable the city official, as they call them, that are responsible for releasing them back onto the streets of America? That means that what Ron DeSantis is responsible for, or Greg Abbott's responsible for, or Obama or Trump or any other mayor throughout the United States that's alluring them into America illegally, do you know that they're supposed to be held accountable legally for the crimes that are committed by the illegals that they allured into America? Just want to make sure you understand, okay? And I want you to see this in closing here. This is on Epoch Times. I like those guys. As a matter of fact, I had Alex Newman on with me. He's a contributor over there. But I find these guys to be pretty sound. And I say pretty sound. I think I've seen one thing that I didn't agree with constitutionally. But outside of that, they've been doing a great job. But look at this. They're reporting immigration and border security. And I end the show with this. And I want you to think about what's going on and who the perpetrators are. Okay? Venezuela is making a shocking move to send criminals to the U.S. border. While your said representatives are trying to disarm you, while your said representatives are the ones alluring them into your backyard illegally, I want to remind you, Americans, just to show you how this is a law unto itself and the word of God is not going to return unto his void, Isaiah 55, regardless if it's a blessing or a curse. We're bringing these people in and we're paying for it. And as long as we allow those said representatives, in whatever capacity they are incumbent, to do the things that they're doing, they're going to do more of this to the point where you're not going to be able to stand up and fortify yourself against the attack. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.